now they're mobile.
Hey, just going mobile. Coming, or actually leaving, Eagles.
Hey, you coming out to Wintersfield Day today? Right up the road from you.
We'll have to see what goes on in the next couple of hours. I'm limited to my, well, I just found out I won't be limited to my time off. After working 60-hour work weeks for the last 6 months, I just got word today that we are now 40-hour work week period, and I work 4 on, 4 off.
That means you got time to come out to Wintersfield Day sometime today. We're going to have a bonfire tonight. You know where take 290 on out toward 25, where Mush Creek Road crosses?
Dad, I was talking with another operator. He was out there already. And, yeah, you're on 290 off of... well, I'd ask for it again, but it's a weird name, like Mud Puddle, something like that. And off 290 near 25.
That is correct. We just got finished hanging the club's antennas, and they're way up there in the sky, between 60 and 80 feet each. So some really good, going to make some really good contacts starting about 2 o'clock. I'd love to see you out there.
Saturday, isn't it? I go to work tomorrow as my first day back is Sunday. There's a pretty good chance I could be out there on Sunday because of the hours that I work. All right, we'll see how it goes. You'll probably have to talk me in once I get close. Whiskey 1, Juliet Echo.
Rain sets in, we'll probably be pulling those stakes. We don't, because it could get really messy out there. If the rain sets in, we want to be out of there before it gets mushy. And there was some talk about rain setting in the morning. So if that happens, we'll probably pull up stakes sooner rather than later. But there'll be a fire tonight. There'll be operators on the air this afternoon. If you got any time to come up there, I'd love to see you again. It's been a long time. I'm getting ready to come right by your house. I got to go check on the dog. Going back to my house, coming back from the Wintersfield Day site down to Little Rebel, right about the Greenville Tech. So not that far. It's not even a 15-minute ride for you.
The Mush Creek Road, Dave.
But it's not bad. It's not bad right now, but if it gets to raining, it could get bad.
W4NGU en route, ETA 2 p.m. W4NGU, clear.
They're up there already, Bill, and they're ready to see you. And I'm just going home to let the dog out, and then I'll be back. W4DJW, mobile.
W1JE.
I am.
Well, apparently, whether you use it or not, you put on a 60-minute timeout, auto power off, regardless if you're using it or not. It just powered down on me like 2 seconds ago. I powered it back on and called you back.
I wondered what happened there. What kind of radio is that?
778 UV. It's really a nice radio. I like the screen. Apparently, some of the bigger name radios are doing the same thing, or this is a copy of it. I'm sure it's a copy. But I like the layout with the function keys around the sides of the screen. And, my God, it's almost it's smaller than my first handheld that, the Radio Shack XT, the 202 HD Radio Shack radio.
W4DJW, K4VWA.
Go ahead, Steve.
I always forget something. You know that. Is there any chance you go back to your house?
That's what you need.
Need is just a standard CPU power cable. You know, the one that's flat on the bottom and has the two angles at the top, three plug for 120 volts.
On the back of a power supply, like an Aston power supply, just a cable, electrical cord.
Just a standard power cord that goes into the back of a normal CPU.
I don't know what do you mean by, you mean a U.S., what do you mean by CPU? That's what's inside a computer, central processing unit.
Comment? Gotcha. It's just the main power cable for a computer. Your tower, it's just the main power cable.
Okay, yeah, I can get that. Comment, go ahead.
Yes, KO4ZEW. I was just going to say, it sounds like a plain old ATX power cable.
It's got a ground book. It's a ground, too. Yeah, I got one. I think I've got several of those. I'll dig up one and bring it with me.
Okay.
Okay, it's not the round type. No, like I said, flat on the bottom and the two angles, and it's a free conductor that plugs in
and then goes to 120 volts. It's just a standard computer power tower power plug.
Roger, roger. I'll find you one. I'll bring it back with me.
You're going to save the day, brother. Thank you.
KM4VWA, y'all carry on.
Way up there right now. I'm just passing the Walmart. I talked to Leroy earlier, asked if they needed anything from there, and they said they were good. So I'll be up there probably in about 10 or 15 minutes. And I don't know if we have the club radios or something, but I am bringing my 7300 if we want to hook it up and let people play with it for a little while.
We have club radios, and other people have their radios, and some have antennas, some not. If you want to unplug one of those, we got our antennas up really high this time. They're really good shape. If you want to try one of those really good antennas, real high antennas out on your radio, feel free to do that if nobody's using the radio at the time.
I've got, I don't have a power supply, but I did bring an NFET half wave maybe to tune. But yeah, I could hook it up to one of the club wires. If anybody wanted to see one and play with one, if they're in the market for it. I've already set it up and everything, and I'm almost done building the antenna at home, but I haven't put it up on a proper wire. I've only done 50 megahertz with it.
Plenty of opportunity to do more exploring. That's what we're out there for, is to have a good time. We're not trying to beat anybody at number of points for winner's field day. We're just out there to have a good time.
Awesome. I will see you up there in a little while when you get back.
Copy that. Scott, I'm about to go by Lynn Road.
54FOY, I am on the street road, but I cannot find where the run off at for the Winterfest.
55WLL at Winterfield Day. Where are you located on Mush Creek?
5 seconds. This is in the mailbox. It says 451-442. I'm on the right side.
Okay. Right across the street from those mailboxes, you should see asphalt road with an iron gate. Dude, come on up that road.
Gate.
That asphalt roadway, and we're all up here on the left-hand side. You should see an antenna tower about 75 feet or so. It'll be a land monitor.
Is that my name on the right road?
Yeah, if you're coming up asphalt roadway, keep coming up. You'll see a porta potty on your right-hand side, but continue straight, and you should see it from there.
Okay, over WWT. WWT. Hey, babe, if you happen to have a charger for a JZ-ST65 handheld, if you could bring it, that would be much appreciated because mine is dead.
I will fit that. Mine is a VX7R or something like that. I don't think they're the same.
I'm operating off a little dial thing, so I can't see the glass transmission. Thank you. KO4WWZ Mobile.
DJW Mobile.